Philadelphia got straight Fs in a recent report grading air quality across the country. From WHYY News' climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports the city failed on pollutants that can make asthma and other lung conditions worse.
The American Lung Association dinged Philadelphia for levels of particulate pollution and ozone that the nonprofit says exceeded EPA standards from 2022 to 2024. These pollutants come from sources like car exhaust, power plants, and wildfire smoke. Kevin Stewart is director of environmental health for the American Lung Association. He says poor air quality can trigger breathing problems or even heart attacks for some people.
We know that even one bad air day can be one bad air day too many for someone who's in one of the at-risk groups. And the at-risk groups I talk about aren't tiny minorities of the population. They are large groups of people.
Children, older adults, pregnant people, and people with chronic lung or cardiovascular diseases face higher risk for health impacts of poor air quality. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Five former Pennsylvania governors are calling on the state treasurer's office to pay for security improvements on Governor Josh Shapiro's Abington home. WHYY's Alan Tu reports this comes after the Republican treasurer, Stacey Garrity, who's also running for governor, said last week her office wouldn't cover the costs.
Shapiro, who normally lives at the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, temporarily moved back to Montgomery County after a man last year set fire to the official governor's residence while Shapiro and his family were home. Garrity says that beefed up security on someone's personal property does not meet the state's purchasing requirements. In a statement released on Monday, the five former living Pennsylvania governors wrote that the security of the governor and his family should be a top priority. Shapiro, a Democrat, is running for re-election, and Garrity is expected to win next month's Republican primary and face the governor in the November general election. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.